Take your Bibles now and go to the book of John. John chapter number 10, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter number 10, we'll read a lengthy passage of scripture this evening. We'll read verses 1 through verse 16. I'll read verse number 1, you'll join me on verse number 2, and so on all the way through verse number 16. John chapter number 10, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find a pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of my sheep. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we thank you how it's already stirred us. Lord, how it's, Lord, admonished us. Lord, how it's given us, Lord, the things that we need for today, Lord, to make it through tomorrow. But Lord, tonight's another message. Lord, tonight's another service. Lord, we don't want tonight just to be another service, though. Holy Spirit, Lord, in a special way, we would ask that you would meet with us. Lord, may we not just go through some ritual, Lord, of being here, of hearing a man speak. But Lord, may your word, Lord, be lifted up tonight. Lord, as it's preached by our man of God, Lord, as you work through him, Lord, please speak to our hearts, encourage us, strengthen us, give us what we need tonight. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
You may be seated here in John chapter 10. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to use them tonight. God uses the analogy of people being sheep often in the Bible. You'll often hear God use the analogy of people being sheep. Now, sheep are not real intelligent. They are able to thrive, basically, and succeed because of the shepherd, not because of themselves. Sheep do not do well on their own. Matter of fact, they die on their own. God has much to say about sheep and shepherds in the Bible. Because sheep are generally not intelligent, we see that they will do strange things. This is especially true if they don't have a good shepherd. Key words. We could then say that the shepherd decides the direction of the flock as well as the direction of each and every individual sheep. Let me ask you a question. What shepherd are you following? We allow ourselves to be so influenced by so many things that we may be following the wrong shepherd. Not all sheep are the same. And not all shepherds are the same. And I fear, in matter of fact, I can prove in Scripture, we have wolves that are in shepherd's clothing. Our world is filled with wolves with shepherd's clothing. I don't think it often happens because of rebellion, but we sometimes do have it for that. Sheep are simple. They get used to doing what they're told, so it's easy for them to follow the wrong shepherd. Well, the school says do this, so we do this. The media says do this, so we do this. The governor says do this, so we do this. Everybody doing okay? I didn't say what this was. I do not want you to follow wrong shepherds and end up hurt and destroyed. In John chapter 10, God talks about this. God tells us not to follow shepherds who don't come through the front door. I want you to notice verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Those who come through the back door or over the fence or through a hole in the fence some other way are thieves coming to steal the sheep. Those who come in and deceive as a shepherd, they may have walked through the same door, but they didn't come through and the porter wouldn't open it to a wolf dressed as a shepherd. I'm afraid many Christians are astray and destroyed today because they followed a wolf dressed as a shepherd. As a shepherd, it's my job to protect you. God says that the pastor is the shepherd of the flock. We read here in John chapter 10, look at verse number 12. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. There are preachers out there who they'll stay with a church as long as everything's going all right. Trouble comes, they scatter and the sheep scatter and get ruined. Bible calls them an hireling, not a shepherd. I didn't say it, God did. Don't get mad at me. I don't know who you're thinking about, but don't get mad at me. All right? I didn't write the Bible. I just read it and tell you what it says. But God says when the wolf comes and they flee, that shepherd is no longer a shepherd, but an hireling, and is fleeing and is letting the sheep be ruined and destroyed by a wolf. Everybody doing okay? Now, listen to me very carefully here. It's my job to protect you. This is true whether you are going to follow the wrong shepherd out of rebellion or out of simplicity, but it's my job to warn the sheep not to follow the wrong shepherd. Now listen very carefully. Let me use the Bible to help you today. America has educated many generations of sheep to where socialism is now preferred over the United States Constitution, and the basis of socialism and humanism is man being his own God. America is poised for Antichrist to take over. Yes. America is poised to lose her freedom. We are not under attack as Republicans. We are under attack as Americans. We're under attack as Christians. Biden's former boss, President Obama, put fundamental Baptist churches on the terrorist list. And guess who, if he hits the White House, who he's coming after? Hang in there. We as Christians are the last hope for America. We are the ones that hold true to the Word of God and to the Constitution. By the way, that's why they hate us. We must get the truth of the gospel out now while we can. The whole premise of socialism, humanism, communism is that there are no absolutes except the government. You can do whatever you want. You can marry whoever you want. You can have physical relationships. The state of California voted that you could have relationships with a minor as long as you weren't more than 10 years older than the minor. Say, what is that? Every man does that which is right in his own eyes. Now think through some of the filth that we just opened up to America. That's why they've tried to kick God in the Bible out, because it's too absolute for them. God didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. Marriage is for a man and a woman, and that is it. Not one that thinks he's a man or thinks it's a woman. You go out to the cow lot, it's real easy to figure out which ones are cows and which ones are bulls. All right, the plumbing tells you what it is. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. I can teach a 4-year-old to tell what kind of gender the puppy dog is. Lift the back leg, you can find out how it's plumbed. You know if it's a boy or a girl dog. It doesn't take a whole lot of work to teach them that. It's a shame that we have to teach people what bathroom to use. Now, this is why you're hearing the term globalism. Globalism is pre-Antichrist. One worldism. The globalists and the leftist liberals all want to be the shepherds to a world full of dumb sheep. God, Christians, and churches like ours are going to be attacked because we still believe that the Bible and God is the final authority, not man. Let God be true and every man a liar. By the way, the government is not the final authority, God is. I am not for leading a rebellion against all laws in our country. But when man's laws contradict God's laws, we're going to obey God, not man. Amen. Everybody doing okay? Now hang in there. It's going to cost us. I still believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. Right. That is the rule of law.
That's right.
I believe, well, I don't believe in this sociably acceptable world of liberalism that wants to create itself. Well, other countries have failed at it because they're not as good at it as we're going to be. Those who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. We believe everyone has the same rights, not everybody has to be in unification and be the same. The Constitution says we have the same rights. It doesn't mean that I'm to have the same amount of money as you have. It doesn't mean that I'm supposed to have the same position you have. It means I have the right to earn that position if I start at the bottom and work my way up. But just because of the color of my skin, the color of my hair, or the lack thereof, doesn't give me the right to have your position. I'm against all kinds of racism. Doesn't matter what direction it goes. Being colorblind is pretty good. I don't give a flip what color skin somebody has. I really don't. The color of a person's skin doesn't mean what they are. You have no say-so in that. You have no say-so in your gender. You're not supposed to, at least. Ay, ay, ay. These wolves in shepherd's clothing have come through the to the sheep, as the Bible would say, some other way. They didn't come through the front door. those of us with gray hair and those of you with white hair or no hair, the older generation, you look at your country and say, how did we get here? Well, I'm about to show you tonight. These wolves in shepherd's clothing, as the book of Jude says, have crept in unawares. Now we have Christians following wrong shepherds as well as the world. That's why churches are shutting down all over America tonight, because they're afraid of a virus. 334 people in the state of West Virginia have COVID to where they're in the hospital. 334. Listen to this statement. That is 0.003% of the population of the state of West Virginia. That means 99.997 people are fine. You don't shut the state down for 0.003% of people.
That's right.
34 are on ventilators, all of them over the age of 70. By the way, that's by their numbers, the way they count. You know, the people that got hit by a car that died of COVID. it's sad. It's tragic. You don't shut the country. By the way, those numbers haven't changed in 11 months since it left China. 0.003%. Hasn't changed one mathematical statistic in 11 months. Oh, but we're having a rise in cases. We're having a rise in cases because they're trying to get mass people to get tested. Testing doesn't mean you have it. Testing means you have built the immunity to it.
Amen.
Well, you were asymptomatic, okay? In other words, you had it, didn't know you had it. It wasn't real bad, was it? There are more people that will die of the flu every year than will die of this. The percentage is much higher. And I hate to disappoint you, wearing a mask doesn't do squat.
Right.
It keeps the big chunks out of the air, that's it. The chunks that cause the infection go right through the mask. And honestly, you get sicker with a mask because most people don't use a new one every time or clean the one they have. They just keep reusing it. So all that hot, moist air draws in all of the bacteria, multiplies, and when you put it on again, you suck it down into your lungs. If it were truly a biohazard situation, you wouldn't be allowed to wear just any mask. Anybody that knows anything about health and biohazards knows that is a joke. I'm about ready to make my own meme. It's a picture of a hunter with a mesh mask on that says Cervid 2020. Cervids are deers. Masks are recommended but not required. Amen. I'm thinking about it, but it amazes me that we think that, oh, if I have a mask, I'm safe. I love. Somebody said, do you have a mask? No. Do you have one? Yes. Okay, yours is working. Don't worry about mine. If yours works so well, well, we have to keep everybody well. Show me in the Constitution where it's my job to keep everybody well.
Amen.
We weren't worried about the cold virus.
Nope.
We're not worried about the flu virus.
Nope.
We're not worried about the pneumonia virus.
Nope.
But we're worried about this. Pick up a box of Clorox wipes. First thing that it kills, human coronavirus. Been around for a long time. We've just popularized it. Everybody doing all right? All right. Hang on. I'm going to do my best to expose these wolves in shepherd's clothing to you tonight. Number one, we have welcomed wolves dressed as shepherds. For generation after generation after generation, we as Christians, because we're kind people, have accepted wolves in shepherd's clothing. May I say something? I'm not kind like that. If somebody wants to destroy people in this church, I'm going to rear up and fight. I'll expose them. I'm not a preacher that's afraid to expose people who are wrong and who are going to hurt and destroy people. That's called evil, and I'm not going to let evil destroy people. I'm not going to be good to the devil. I'm not one of these people, good God, good devil, good night. Well, there are no such thing as a good devil. We've had Christianity says, well, we have to be kind to everybody. Be ye kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. But the Bible also says when somebody crosses a line, beat the snot out of it.
Amen.
It's not in the scripture in those words, but I'll show you here. It is exactly what Adolf Hitler counted on in the 1930s. He said, I'm counting on the Western powers to sitzkrieg while I blitzkrieg. And he blitzkrieged, marshaled an army that he was not supposed to have, took over part of Poland that he was not supposed to do, and the United States, under FDR, an avowed communist, and the only reason we went to war is because Japan attacked us. Hitler was right. He knew Great Britain and the United States would sit on their blessed assurance doing nothing while he did what he wanted to do. It started all the way back in 1917 and before then, 1914, with Woodrow Wilson. He was the first progressive president we had. We can go back 100 years and show you the deplorable nature of our country. It was under FDR that we brought evolution in to be taught into the public schools. It's under FDR that he began to rewrite school curriculums to include socialism as acceptable. Everybody doing all right? Do your homework. Find out. It was under FDR. It was FDR that wanted to pack the Supreme Court because he couldn't get the New Deal. The Supreme Court threw it out five times because the New Deal was communistic. It wasn't until two judges died and he was able to reappoint judges that he got it through the court. Put the Communist Manifesto up against the New Deal, and I'll promise you, you'll have a near heart attack. They're almost synonymous doctrines. And yet we, after World War II, we fought the communists, we fought the aggression of fascism, we fought the Nazis, and who did we bring to our campuses in the 1950s and the 1960s? People like Joseph Stalin, Fidel Castro, and others, to teach at our universities. And the greatest generation, quote unquote, who fought in one World War II, raised the hippies, the rebels, and the hell no, we won't go group of the 60s.
Yep.
What happened? Wolves in shepherd's clothing. These wolves, dressed as shepherds, used our terminology but put new meaning to the term. Isn't it amazing how many terms have changed in our lifetime? There are people in this room, my dad's age and some of you in your upper 70s, when you were growing up, the word gay meant happy. It was a good word. If when they were kids, they would go around and say that they were gay, meaning they were happy. You don't go around saying that anymore. If you do, don't say it here, all right? Because there are people that will take you out back and teach you what it means, all right? That used to be a good word, and they stole it. They have changed the meaning of words. It's happened religiously. Christianity. Did you know America was scared of John F. Kennedy because he was the first Catholic president? He was the first non-Christian president we had. Catholicism is not considered Christianity. And America was scared. I put up with a Catholic over what just got possibly elected. Yeah, and the Catholics didn't even want him. Now, to expose the wolves, we look like the bad guy. You know, I'm the one that they'll call mean, even though I'm exposing a wolf. Now, you just have a bad attitude. Well, I've worked 53 years for a bad attitude. I'll have it. I am not about to let people take over this country without a fight. Amen. I did not label these wolves. I exposed them. Where were the people exposing them when they first crawled into the sheepfold? How come people didn't peck them off as they came over the wall? How come we accepted them and said, oh, they're going to be nice. They won't hurt the sheep. We'll accept them in. I hate to disappoint you. A wolf is still a wolf. We don't need to reach across the aisle and get along with the people that want to destroy America and Christianity.
Right.
Isn't it amazing? They can trash our president for 4 years, and now it's our obligation to get along with them and accept.
Nope.
I have a problem with that. Hillary fought 4 years ago about the election over a Russian scandal that was made up by her. And that's totally fine, but we can't challenge the legalness of the votes in America? How is it that the same dead person voted 10 times in one state? How is it that they found 139,000 votes in the state of Michigan that were mailed in late, and it happened to be every one of them was for good old Joe? Not a one of them for the president. How is it that they're finding many of the machines that voted changed the vote from the time you pushed vote to what it really came out as? That's why we have to challenge the legality of the vote. I am for it. And the president is very wise when he said, I will not concede. As long as he does not concede, this thing can go even to the United States Congress. If the vote is obscured enough that it can't be trusted, the United States House of Representatives has to vote in the next president. You say, that's scary because there's more Democrats. No, each state gets one vote. There are 37 Republican states. And he could become the president of the United States. That's according to the Constitution. There's many avenues by which this thing still could travel. Just so you know. Do I hope we get there? No. But we've accepted these wolves in shepherd's clothing. We didn't shoot them when they came across. We didn't expose them. We had sissy britches preachers who got lace on their underwear that said, well, let's just all get along. Let's just all reach out and accept everybody. Gag. I wouldn't do well with a fella wearing a dress. And there sure ain't going to be this guy wearing a dress. And leave your bathrobe at home if you're going to church. I don't think the bathrobe is a place to be at church in, you know? And why some guy turns his collar backwards and puts a bathrobe on and calls himself Holy Father and dresses like Holy Cow, who knows? So we are not to accept, we're not to welcome wolves dressed in shepherd's clothing. Number two, the wolves in shepherd's clothing did not come through the door. They climbed in some other way. They came through the government public schools. They came through the government public school system. I'm going to make a statement that may surprise some of you. I've made it before. There is nowhere in the Constitution of the United States of America anywhere where it says that the government is supposed to educate our kids.
That's right. That's
And the second largest budget item in the United States is education. Public schools, whether they be elementary school, preschool, junior high, high school, middle school, whatever kind of school they call it, colleges that are publicly funded are all a bastion of government propaganda.
Yep.
It is not education.
Right.
Say, preacher, are you against publicly funded education? Now you're getting it. Because all they're doing is propagating bad doctrine.
Right.
Bad education. These are the people that have for 70 or about 60 to 70 years have started teaching that the Civil War started about slavery. Slavery had nothing to do with the Civil War.
Right.
Nothing. 2% of the people in the South own slaves. 2%. 98% of the people that were quote unquote slaves wanted to stay on the plantations, the farms, and work even after they were freed. We have rewritten American history. Go back and read history before 1860. Go read what life was like back then, not by what's been published since then. You want to know about the world? Read about World War II history that was printed before 1960. If it was printed after 1960, it's been corrupted and changed. I can show you books in my library printed before 1960, show you one about the same person after 1960, and you wonder if it's the same person. Say why? Because in 1960, the government rewrote the history of World War II. Do you ever wonder why you don't hear much about the Korean War? I'll tell you why. Because we should have taken care of business, like Patton said, and not stop at Berlin and march all the way to Moscow and wipe out the commies. He said, if we stop now, the next great war we fight will be with the communists. And 7 years later, we were fighting the communists in Korea. Why do you think they had him killed? You say, you think the government had Patton killed? People don't die of a broken neck in a 5-mile-per-hour car accident. They came through our government schools. Socialism is being taught. Look how many young people are protesting President Trump. They're told to do so. They're told that communism is a good thing, socialism is a good thing, everybody will have the same things. These mean capitalists, these mean rich people, the 2% that want to run the world. Can I tell you something? I learned a long time ago, you know your enemy by how they attack you. They have convinced everybody that President Trump is using Nazi tactics, but who's the one using Nazi tactics right now? They tell you that he wants to be the 2%, but who wants to be the 2%, Miss Pelosi?
Right.
She lives in a multi-million-dollar palace eating ice cream at $1,000 a bowlful. Man, that was one expensive cow that gave that milk, amen? Can I tell you something? She's not giving her money up to feed the homeless.
Nope.
She's not going to let them use the bathroom on her sidewalk. She got a big wall and complains about the president wanting to put one up on the border. Oh, she has walls all the way around to keep the riffraff out. I say we go blow the wall up.
Amen.
These shepherds, these wolves as shepherds came through as politicians. We care about you. We care about you. And this has nothing to do with the color of skin, but these poor black folks in these poor big cities have been impoverished on welfare long enough.
Amen.
They have politicians who have kept them government dependent and government stupid.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying that black people are stupid, but the people that live on welfare generation after generation after generation have had the wool pulled over their eyes thinking that they're living well, and they don't realize how poor they are. And what the government has done has not worked. Welfare is neither well nor fair.
Amen.
What we need to do is let the capitalists start working people. By the way, that's why they're afraid of Trump, because more poor people got jobs under President Trump.
That's right.
People went back to work.
Preach it.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Amen.
By the way, I don't care what color of skin somebody has.
Right.
I do not care, but I'll tell you this. You go to Detroit, you go to Atlanta, you go to D.C., you go to New York City, you go to L.A., you go to Frisco, you go to Miami, you go to any big city in America, and go to Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, and I'll show you people who are impoverished that are getting government money not working. I've been there. I've been in every one of those cities. But we care about people. Oh, we care. Nancy cares about her wallet and her power. They came through government schools. They came through career politicians. We need to get rid of career politicians.
Amen.
Republican and Democrat.
Amen.
And stupid Bernie. They came through, these wolves in shepherd's clothing came through television. Now I'm about to stomp on some things. The news media is filled with wolves, including Fox. May I say something here? If you're living off a steady diet of the mainstream news, no wonder you're discouraged. I don't listen to it. I don't watch it. I haven't watched a news program in over a year, I'm sure. And I was a news junkie. I keep up with things. I still do. I just have to be wiser about it. And I read my news. Or I'll pull up people that are actually talking, the ones that they're criticizing. I want to hear their words. I don't listen to the edited one from the newscasters. I go to their actual speeches so that I get the whole thing in context. Say, why is that? Because I don't trust the news media. Jim Acosta is a demon out of hell. And most of the newscasters are. Oh, who's the guy that used to work for Clinton? Stephanopoulos. Little pervert. George Stephanopoulos is Satan incarnate, trust me. Some of these newscasters that you think you should trust, don't trust them.
Amen.
I'm talking about Hollywood.
Amen.
Hollywood has done more to destroy the manhood in America in the last 60 years than America knows. Starting in the 1960s, they started with television programs showing women that were stronger than men and men as bumbling idiots. And look at all the shows where the man is the stupid one and the wife is the smart one. Why was that? It's not always true, but may I say this? It's because they've been trying to downgrade men. I remember in the 1970s when Three's Company came on the television, John Ritter came out as a professing sodomite so they could live with two women. That was the first sodomite person shown on television. That's in my lifetime. Now you can't watch anything without sodomy. Shoot, Hallmark's even having them. Hallmark just sponsored a sodomite wedding. on TV. Hang on, it's coming. It's an agenda. I will tell you something about the devil. There's one character trait the devil has that he is very good at. He is very patient. He doesn't care how long it takes. He's been clicking this thing in for decades. Decades. Did you know that Dr. John Rice was preaching against television in the 1930s? He has a pamphlet that he wrote in the 1930s about how bad television was going to be to America. And those are some of the shows that you think are great shows. He was a prophet. Everybody doing okay? Oh, I gotta hurry. False Christianity, false religion. People in the name of Christianity giving power to get money out of people. I'm talking about Joel Osteen. I'm talking about Joyce Myers. I'm talking about professed, quote unquote, religious leaders who are making money hand over fist. They just had a guy in the news this week, some black pastor who's cheated on his wife again. And he finally got up and said, well, she deserves better than me. But they co-pastor a church. I got problems with that. Who's the guy down at Liberty? Falwell Jr. Jerry Jr. I have a problem with that. Everybody doing okay? I knew Dr. Falwell. I've met him. I've talked to him. Dr. Falwell went left a long time ago. Back in the late 70s when he started the Moral Majority, he left fundamentalism to get involved politically to gain power. He had pastors resign their churches to become precinct captains and get involved in the government. And now we have churches that are down and destroyed because the men of God left their churches. Rather than building churches, they were trying to build precincts. Brother Jerry was never as liberal as his university went, but he put people around him that were. He was very unwise in who he hired. It got away from him, and look where his son ended up. By the way, he is now suing Liberty University for millions and millions of dollars. So I don't think you should use names. Then don't use it. I'm not afraid of it. That hand right there has shaken Jerry Falwell's hand. My dad will tell you, he called my house twice when I was graduating from high school. He wanted me to go to Liberty University, going to pay my way. Told him, nope, I'm going to college I'm going to. He said, well, what do they have that I don't? I said, God's will. Boy, that didn't go over real well. By the way, at Brother Hiles' funeral 20 years ago, he walked up to me. I introduced myself, told him who I was. He was a brilliant man. He had a photographic memory. He said, Craig Bush, hang on, I know that name. He said, you're from Canton, Ohio, aren't you? Yes, sir. He said, you're the young man that told me you were coming here to go to college because it was God's will, didn't you? Do I duck or what? I said, yes, sir. He said, guess you were right and I was wrong. I said, yes, sir. I've talked to him. I don't think he was a bad man, but he led the wrong way and he allowed the wolves to come in and steal the flock. I got to hurry. I'll do this quickly. Can I tell you something? I happen to know who the good shepherd is. His name is Jesus. Whew. John chapter 10 talks about verse number 11. I am the good shepherd. The good sheep giveth his life, or the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Can I tell you something? Psalm 23, verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jesus, the Lord, is our shepherd. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 20. I'm going to take you to a couple verses here. Hebrews chapter 13, look at verse number 20. The Bible says, now the God of peace that brought you again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Hey, he's not only the shepherd, but he gave his life for the sheep. Amen. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Just a few pages over. 1 Peter chapter 2. Look at verse number... 1 Peter 2, verse number 25. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd, capital S, and bishop of your souls. Guess who that is? Jesus. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 4. Oh, I wish I had time to read the first four verses to you, or first three verses to you. It talks about, verse number 2, feed the flock. Guess what a flock is? It's a bunch of sheep. Look at verse number 4. And when the chief shepherd, capital S, shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Talking about Jesus. Hey, the Lord is our shepherd. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Jesus talks about, he's talking to John, and he says, he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes. He said, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Say, what was that? He was being the shepherd. Can I tell you something? We are to follow the word of God. Let God be true and every man a liar. I said this morning, I'll say it again this evening. America is at the precipice. We're either about to have a total, total revolution and civil war, or we're about to face revival. If we have revival, the revolution will start. If we have a revolution, the revival will start. I'm ready to lead either or both. I am sick and tired of communists and socialists running our country. I am tired of the anti-God philosophy, anti-constitution philosophy. It is time to rise up and live like a Christian and live based on truth. You don't have to be afraid. Follow the right shepherd, though. As your pastor, I am a shepherd. I promise you, I would never hurt you on purpose. Will I hurt you from time to time? Yes, I'm a human, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry. But I'll promise you the general direction of this church is not based out of Nashville or anywhere else. It's based out of due north, out of the New Jerusalem, and it's called the Word of God. Amen. We will follow that book as closely as we can all the way through. I don't know what's coming. If Biden gets in, he said he would shut down the entire country for 6 weeks. Nobody leave their house, martial law. We may have to, we may have to rework some church situations in days to come. I can't tell you what's coming. Might have to have church circuit riding church, and Brother Josh and I are going to go around house to house preaching, gathering groups of people. I don't know. I don't know what's coming, but I tell you this: we're still going to have church.
Amen.
We still need to live like Christians. I can't tell you what's coming. I'm just being upfront and honest with you. We don't know. We don't know how this is all going to play out yet. But may I say this, don't cower. Let's stand up and be Christians.
Amen.
Now, don't be idiots. You know, don't lead the brigade. And if you do, go out ahead of me and take the bullet, all right? My daddy gave me enough sense, you hide behind a tree before you pull the trigger, amen? You say, how'd you learn that? Because he was shooting at me. Three bullets coming at me, man. I duck, pucker, and run, amen? It was there. America is headed for revolution or revival. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready? And what shepherd are you following? What shepherd are you following? Heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm trying to protect our church. I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to leave for our young people and your children's children an America that still is free. What shepherd are you following? Let's